This week, WBUR is marking the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Nearly 3,000 people died that day. 206 of them had strong ties to Massachusetts. They left behind not only friends and family, but an invisible imprint on places around the state. On Radio Boston this week, we're visiting some of those places and listening to the memories those places evoke in those left behind. Today, we go to the Federal Street bus stop in the Financial District, and we talk to the then-fiancé of Amy Toyin.
My name is Jeffrey Gonski. I am 36 years old, and I live in Natick, Mass. So in September 2011, I was 26 years old. Amy was 24. We had just gotten engaged in Ireland, and we're starting to look into buying a house and planning weddings. Part of Amy's job was working, giving demonstrations and coordinating a marketing program for her financial products through Thompson Financial. And on that day, there was a trade show at Windows on the World of the top floor of the World Trade Center. I was working for Brown Brothers Harriman, and we were both living in the Newton Corner area. So typically after a long work day, generally we would coordinate times so we can meet at the Federal Street bus stop to take the same bus home together every night and sit next to each other. The Federal Street bus station is right in the heart of the Financial District, right outside the Pregnant building. So I was able to shoot over right after work and just hang out for a little while. She would be coming from South Boston, so I was always keeping an eye out, watching the buses, watching the street to see when she was going to come. It was always the best part of my day. Yeah, no matter how bad the day might have been, it was always nice to see Amy because she would always greet you with a smile.
The sound of the Federal Street bus stop in the Financial District. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. This is Radio Boston.